Okay, we have a few loose ends left from the previous sugya. Usually when we say that, so people think, oh, that means we're going to start the next sugya in 5 minutes. It usually tends to be an hour and a half to 2 to 3 hours just to wrap up the loose ends. But we'll try to see if we can get it done and actually get started the next sugya a little bit today as well. Maybe. So we left off just with a ha'ara that the Gemara assumed as a milsa de pshita that whatever your standards of chazaka are when it comes to kinin karka are going to be identical for kinin avodim. That was Rav Sheshes and Rav Amram's whole contribution to the sugya. Now again, what your standards are for kinin chazaka and karka is far from simple, but whatever you think they are, whether you're Rambam or Ramban or Rashbam, whatever you define as a kinin chazaka, the parallel kinin is going to be true for Nevet as well. What was behind that assumption? The Klal Golan Allah Hakol Avad Mukshel Karkos. The Pasim Chumash Sugis Mishnai Shleimus and Shas about Avad Mukshel Karkos. So we said that there was a little bit of a curveball thrown into that sugya. Was the Gemara actually in the end of Baba Basra, where the Gemara paskins that Hilchas Gavin Hilchas Amsa Ein Gavin Avadim, that you cannot collect a chov from the Avadim Knaimim of Yisraelim, and the reason being because we treat the Avadim as being metaltlin and metaltlin the Asvei Lo Mishtabdei. So how do you reconcile that statement with all the sugya shleimus and shas called avodim hukshel karkos? So we saw yesterday that Taisus took an attempt at that. Taisus of a comment a few days. It said that the raisus versus the rabbanims and all the mishnayos and shas about onon, about gezelus, and about shuas, and about kefil, all the dinei haTorah that we find avodim hukshel karkos all did them deraisa. Because when they did them, we did them the rabbanon, such as shibud, such as kidin agav. So then we understand why Chazal, when they wanted to formulate that some days in the Bible sitting around Lishkas HaGoz, some time between the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, the days of Mishnayos, that instituted these Dinim of Shibudim and these Dinim of Agav. So they were formulating where should we place Avodim into the spectrum of Avodim and Karkos, of Metalfin and Karkos. So let's put it closer to Metalfin. I called the Tikkur of Avodim came to Reis. I think nobody ever lost any sleep over that Kasha. That was Rav Nachman said, don't jump me in that Kasha. Even though all the other Amoraim were convinced that kasha was such a earth-shattering kasha, that they put avodim squarely into the category of karka, even for dinim derabbanan, Rav Nachman, the superior Rav Nachman, passed the halachic Rav Nachman. That's how Taisus sized up the sugya. That Taisus is very, very controversial, because Taisus is taking a stand on a whole peckle of dinim, claiming that they're only derabbanan. First and foremost, Shibud's only derabbanan. Last I checked the Bavastav Kufayin Hey, to the Chalkis Amaroim. So Taisus also checked the Bavastav Kufayin Hey, and they told you, we postulate the Ben Yom Hashim as Durabon. Okay, good. He has to be shown. Don't hold that way. So obviously, they're not going to go down Taisus Mahalach. Then Taisus said, and by the way, Kinyan Agav is also in Durabon. So Rikivay, around in the spot, tells you, I and Taisus in Kedushin, where the Baal and Taisus themselves, their own colleagues, weren't even convinced that Agav is Durabon. They thought Agav is Duraisa. So the whole Taisus is fraught with controversy. To just come and say this arbitrary difference to Raisa and Rabbanan is gonna force you into a corner. Every din that we paskin in Baba Kamia days that Avadim came with talklip, such as Shibud, you're going to force to be put into the Rabbanan camp, which again is far from agreed upon by everybody. So what do you want? What are you gonna do? It's very nice to make disagree with Taisus, but who's gonna come with the better teretz? Would somebody have the audacity to say that maybe once Rav Nachman paskins that Avodim alike Metaltalim, Rav Nachman, the same way, remember Rav Nachman took on everybody yesterday? He took on all his colleagues. Oh, Usher's on. Do you have to do anything?
He's going
to
see the video.
What?
The video isn't working.
Video's not working. Usher, video's not working, okay? You're okay?
Good. Okay. Yeah, I'm good. I'm still here.
It'll be like the old days, remember? Like why you told her phone calls, remember those days? Okay. Good snow days. Would somebody have the courage to go out on a limb and say, Rav Nachman took on everybody. Rav Nachman argued with all his colleagues, all of the Amoraim, and he argued with everybody. And why? Because he dug up a Tana, Braisa, that says that Avodim Kibbutatlin. I can't even bring myself to say it. I'm just too nervous to say it. But maybe Rav Nachman disagreed with all the Mishnayos also. It says, you know that Mishnah in Bava Tzia that Ein Nishbayin L'Avodim? You know that Mishnah Bava Kama that Avodim are not in Exalma? Not really true. You know that Mishnah that this capable of it? No, this capable of it. You know the Mishnah in Bava Tzia about Ein? None of those Mishnayos are true. Those Mishnayos are all going down the wrong path of Avodim Hukshel Karkos. We, Zot Rav Nachman, believe the Munah Shleima that Avodim are not Hukshel Karkos. The whole pasuk doesn't really mean that. The Mishnayos are not really true. Everything is shalai kalocha. The only thing that matters is Rav Nachman's statement. Hilchas ha-gevin. Hilchas ha-gevin. Hilchas ha-gevin ha-avodim. Would anybody have the strength to say such a thing? I wouldn't. You guys wouldn't. So the Rif, when he was a young man, said this. The Rif b'Yaldusai, the Rishayim quote, at the end of Avakam, the Rif b'Yaldusai, his earlier years thought that maybe that's the answer to the kasha. Maybe the answer is, in Achinami, there is no split between Shibud and Agav and Shuas and Kefel, and oh no, it's all the same thing. Either you're Avadna Karkos person, or Avadna Kibataflin person, and all the Shai is Shalak Yalocha. Well, the Riff is a young man when he said it, but even the Riff is a young man, it's someone you have to reckon with. According to the Riff, by the way, according to that understanding of the Riff, what else falls by the wayside? What else ceases to exist? If you really truly believe that we don't pass get avodim kikrokos, we pass get avodim kitaflin, what else disappears?
Avodim, shavuos, and...
Yeah, that I know, I just said it disappears. But we're not learning about mitzvah right now. What else disappears? Like dust in the wind, what disappears? The whole sugya, Rav Amram, Rav Nachman, Rav Sheshes, I'm sorry, and the Rino Ainim and Mestisin. The whole sugya about how do you kind of avodim, you kind of avodim like you kind of kakos. Rav Amr and Rav Sheishis in Chesavatim were going on the heels of the Mishnah Kedushin that says that Ever Kenani is nicked in the Kesav Shtav Chazaka. That was in sync with the approach that Avadim Kikakos. So if you go down Taiz's route and say that, yeah, of course Avadim Kikakos. Rav Nachman only differentiated between their Isis and their Rabbanans, so then we're okay. Then our Sugya will stand. Then the equation, the bridge between Avadim Kikakos is still Shurvikaya. But if you go down the Riff in his youth, that once you accept Rav Nachman's Engavim and Avodim, that's tantamount to not accepting Avodim Kikakos and Kola Terekula, even Legabi Deraisis, then even Legabi Kinyarim, it's not the same. And the entire Sugya of Rav Sheshes and Rav Amram, they were all talking the wrong language. They were all talking according to that terrible mistake of the 15 Stabishnayas. And only Rav Nachman knew the truth, the whole truth and nothing but the truth. That's what the Riff said when he was a young man. With the Riff back down. In his later years, yeah, it's just too. It can't be. Are you talking about this? How does that fit into Shas? If I wake up in the middle of the night and ask you, Avon Hukshul Kakos, everybody knows Avon Hukshul Kakos. What's the Shaila? So the Riff and his lady is back down from that approach. He's lo yitochin. So now we're mamshir pickle. So the Riff backed out when he got older. He could have said his first trip when he was 15. When he was 16, he changed his mind. So the Riff backed out. Tysus is still telling us stories about Shibud and Aga being Durabonim, which we don't really believe according to half the Rishonim. So, what are we going to do? How are we going to keep this bridge alive? Our whole sugya of Amram and Rav Sheshes are begging us, they're waiting for us to somehow repair this bridge. The bridge is about to collapse because we don't understand how could it be that Hilchas Ein gave him an Avodim and still keep the bridge of Avodim Kikos alive. So, Baisai, there has to be another answer here. There's got to be another secret here. And that secret is started by the Rashbam, later on in the 8th Perek of Bava Basra, other Rishayim, let's pick up along the lines of the Rashbam, which basically goes as follows. We are not required to differentiate between Shibud and Agav on the one hand, and Kinyanim and Shvuas and Anor, Gezelus, Kefil, etc. on the other hand, based on Tosfos' differentiation between their Isis and their Rabbanan. That we're not mechuyav to do. We don't want to go down the road. We don't want to get stuck at the Tosfos' corner. But even though we don't want to differentiate between their Isis and their Rabbanans, we do want to differentiate. We do want to highlight the fact that there's something fishy, there's something funny about Shibud and Agav that differentiate those two halachas from everything else that we're talking about. When I say everything else, I mean Kinyanim, that's of course our sugya, Shmuas, Einah, Kefil. There's something unique about those two areas of halacha that we are free to say Avadim take on the characteristics of the Tavlin, even though Bechol HaTorah Kula, they're Dinu Kikakos. Not because their Isis is different from their Rabbanans, and Zichah, not like the Riff who said that everything is the same. No. We're going to stick to Tysus' model of being mechalik between Shibud and Agav on the one hand and everything else on the other hand, but not based on Tosfos' reason for the model. Everything's deraisa, but so there are no drabbanims on the table. Everything's deraisa. Agav's deraisa, Tesis Kedushin is right, Shiv is deraisa, Kumanayin hey, Kufan hey. Everything's deraisa. And even within the world of deraisa, Agav and Shiva are not the same. Why are they not the same? So Dr. Rashbam starts the ball rolling, and then we should pick up and complete the picture. Let me ask you a question. Ein ishpoin like a kos. This week's parasha, Chumashi. Therefore, there's a did derais. If I say to you, Zach, you gave you 100 acres of land, I want it back, and you say you only gave me 50, you're made of a mitzvah, what's the din of Torah? Ein nishbon, there's no shvur. Can someone explain to me the rationale for that? Explain to me why that's true. Can someone explain to me why, if I break into your house and I steal your animal, I get caught, I have to be careful. But if I go in and I grab your land, I don't have to be careful. Why not? So I'm going to turn that wrap around in your head. And why is Kaka in his house? Can someone explain to Anderson? I sold your car and I ripped you off. So there's a no. I sold your house and ripped you off. In another kakos. Can someone please explain to me why all these halachas are true? These are psukim, drashas, lachbashim sinais, xerisakosos. It's strange. You know why these are so strange? Because this is mishpatim. And mishpatim is supposed to make sense. In chukim, I understand the chukim don't make any sense. That I got. But mishpatim, zoch kishmam kein, was supposed to make sense. And guess what? Even within the parish of mishpatim, there are chukim in mishpatim also. There are things in mishpatim we don't really understand. Azor kach hazeh. Im alach ini kabel. Kach nem alach mashtideh. Kach nem alach. Kach nem adrosha. The kakos are different. Can anyone explain to me why the shibur and kach is the shibur on the tatlan? Does that make sense to you?
Why is it? Because karka's not going anywhere.
Karka's not going anywhere. When I borrow $1,000 from you, it's move on me, Elov. You're going to try to collect that money, and the best place for you to get that money is from my house. You're going to try to get that money from my car? I'll drive the car off to Alabama. You'll never see the car again. That's why the chos and the eshta machrayus, that's what the word means. It's understood that when there's a halva, smichas das, a malva is on the karka, it's not on the betaltalin. So the fact that this betaltalin, the yasmin lo mishtabde, is not just a haluch of like taima, it's not a loch of a sinai, it's like zer sakos, that's not paraduma. This makes perfect sense. Any normal person could figure this out in their own logic. Of course, that's why the Torah says the difference in karka and betaltalin. It makes perfect sense, because karka has smichas das, and betaltalin doesn't. Can I ask you a question? Why is it that when I sell you a piece of land, I can throw on agav, a car also, an animal also. Whereas if I sell you an animal, I can't throw you on agav a gemara. Why can I do that? Why does only karka lend itself to agav? What does agav mean, Rabbi Say? Agav means, conscious of the image, of B being bottled to A. B is just kind of schleps along with A. When I'm entering into a business deal with you, and I'm selling you karka, that's the main thing. Everybody knows real estate is what really matters. Come on. What? Invest in real estate. That's what's called real estate. It's the only thing that's real. Nothing else. Nothing else is around. Nothing else is going to stay forever. Only land is going to stay here. So therefore, metalta can be bottled to karka, but metalta can be bottled to other metaltalin. Anything that's movable by definition doesn't lend itself to the passion agav. That's a svar d'araisa. That's mishpatim. That's not some fancy chok. It's not like zersa kos. That's milsa pshita doid. So comes the Rashbam and says, between you and me, logically, we're avadim like kakos. The karka is if the eved's going to die in a few years from now. The eved's going to run away. What do you mean? What do you mean the eved's like karka? What in the world characteristic does an eved have of karka? The answer is nothing, zero. But the Torah said so. What do you mean, kasha? Come to Rishayim and say, when did the Torah say avadim kakos, which itself doesn't really make any sense in Olam Hazeh? When you're dealing with these mystical dinim up in Shemayim, these Eilam Esal Yedim, oh, there's no Shmuel, there's no Kefal, there's no none of that. So then, no. So then Avod Hukshaka Kos. When you're dealing with simple logic, hardcore logic that anyone go to law school could figure out, come on. So then, of course, the Avodim are not like Karka. On the level of Deraisa, they're not like Karka. The Gzeres HaKosov is only said vis-a-vis Dinim, that Gzeres HaKosov, vis-a-vis Dinim, that a Tulim Bisvara, the Gzeres HaKosov was never said, because in the end of the day, there's no Smith Das on Avodim. In the end of the day, Avodim are not Choshev enough to make a Kidin Agav with something Agav them. So Rabbi said, this Mahalich of the Rashbam solves the world's problems. Rav Nachman is right. The Mishnah is all right. Everything's deraisa. Shalom Yisrael. But what's most important for us, Rabbi say? We're not learning Bavitzi, we're not learning Shavuos. What's most important for us? Hagemara. Because in the parish of Kinyonim, why do certain Kinyonim work and certain Kinyonim don't work? I don't know why. I have no idea why. Torah says, Yishavtim, 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 Metafastim, Yeshiva. The Torah says there's a kinyan from kinyan chazoka. So you want to know where does Nevi Kanani fit into the pattern of kinyan chazoka? The same place Nevi Kanani fits into Hachashuvus and Gezelus and Ono, etc. So therefore, Argum, the Mishnah and Kedushin that says Nevi Kanani is nikkan bekesh tav chazoka. Rav Amram and Rav Sheshes and Asugya. Everything I'm coming over Bisholay. The bridge has been repaired. The bridge is intact. Avodim on Lekarka. Everything's on Kedori. I'm good to go. I hope everyone enjoyed our little digression for a day and a half. Let's get back on target now. Back on track, I say. So Rav Amram and Rav Sheshes gave us some examples of a kinyan chazaka, an avodim, which is patterned after karka. So let's take a look at what some of those examples were. But the eighth of the Ramakoymes, and then Gimel, and Arino Anunas Nisamayi, the Sanya, Kate the chazaka. How do you kaina and ever kanani be chazaka? Nolo, Manolo. Taishu, Hitlum and Ali, Untaishu, Holokevacharov of Eisamerchatz, you carry his towel with him to the bathhouse, your sheet they help him get undressed, your chitzel, you wash him, Sachi, you shmias the oil on garlic, a little back scratcher, Ubisho get undressed, with an Eli, put on his shoes, picks him up, Kono, not sure what I'm talking about, Kibra, I'm talking about Kibra Vein, it's the same, all the things that I mentioned, my Ubisho, my Eli. So I don't understand. This is the long, long list, 18 different things that can be done. And this is the Kinyan Chazaka. So before I even understand the lumdus, I just want to be able to write my art school translation on the phrase. If I was called to write a ninth grade essay on this topic, I would start off as follows. He scratched him. He put on his shoes. He washed him. He dressed him. And you know what I would get back from my teacher? Like 16 red lines. You know what they would say? Ambiguous what? Pronoun. Unclear. Who is the subject, who is the object of the sentence? I would get a repeat on this essay. Because I have no idea who's doing who to what. Or what to who. No, we just read the Braisa. Why didn't Chazal bother explaining who's doing what to who? What's the answer? Because what? It is so obvious. Who in the world is scratching whose back? The Eved to the other or the other to the Eved? Who is tying somebody's shoes? Eved to the other? Not a bad life if your other tying your shoes for you. Obviously it's the Eved to the other. Like, what's the Shiloh?
What about Agba?
Agba, I don't want to talk about Agba yet. That's why I made a mistake. I should have taken that word off the mountain curve. Okay? Yeah, it's the Eved to the other. Okay, shh. So it sounds great. Okay, it's like move on to Eilam. Nobody ever thought otherwise. Okay, could somebody please plug this into our model of Kinyan Chazaka exactly? So which Rishon is sitting here smiling? First one before the Rimagash. The Ram. The Ram. This is a Sidj. Because according to the Ram, what is this? It's the Chilas Beris. Of eating the fruit of my karka. Now, we already know that eating fruit doesn't necessarily buy you an apple. Eating fruit, we already learned the chotes means that I'm using the karka. I'm storing something in the karka. I'm using the karka. The evidence is the karka because the bridge has been rebuilt. And we know exactly that Avodah like karkos is al chaladini almost, but at least for Kinyonim. And therefore, when the Adam is using the Eved, when the Eved is tying the other shoe, that is halach equivalent of taking a bite out of an apple. That's basically, according to the Rambam, what's going on. So it's very, very simple to read the Gemara according to the Rambam. What other Rishonim are also okay? Which other Rishonim can get under, can get by this Gemara also? I think the Rashbam could do a pretty good job getting by this Gemara. Why? Even though the Rashbam and Dav Chavtes, back in Asugya, was the biggest anti-Achilles Peiris, he's the one who said when the Gemara said Kana Chavtes, it didn't really mean it. The Gemara said on Daf Nun Zayin, it was just joking. It always meant Chesed Gimushanim. But the Rashbam did agree that there is a concept of Tashmish, as long as it meets what criteria? It's got to be Nene Gufa, Megufa Karka, whatever you think it meant. Which, of course, just to remind everybody, that was Metzia Matzos, which is learned out from what? From this case, from the case of it. That was Rav Amram's and Rav Sheshit's breakthrough. When a Rinner and an item in Masnissim, he brought a Mariah from the Eved to Metzia Matzos. So this is identical. This is Mamash equivalent to Metzia Matzos. This is the newfangled kind of Chazok that the Rashbam subscribed to. But if you remember in the background, there was one Rishon who for sure disagreed with the Rambam, and they at least quoted one opinion that disagreed with the Rashbam also. And who was that?
Ramban.
That was the Ramban. Remember the Ramban? According to Ramban, what was going on?
No other parts.
Sweeping up the matzos is right, touching up the kark a little bit, everything, make everything all nice. There's nothing of any kind of Achilles Peiros that matters bichlal and Pasha Kinyonim, according to the Ramban. So therefore, the equivalent must be some kind of a tikkun hakarka here. Tikkun hakarka? What's that? Who's the karka? Isn't the Yevit the karka? Who's the Misachin who? Unclear according to the Ramban. So there's machlokes in Rishonim. How do you solve that problem? So we had two different Rishonim who were bothered with this kasha, who did not want to go down the Rambam's path, did not want to go down the Rashbam's path, who wanted to stick the tikkun hakarka, and that's all there is right anymore. There's nothing else except for tikkun hakarka. And they're looking at this Gemara and saying, we got to find tikkun hakarka. We got to find it. We got to work really, really hard to find tikkun hakarka here. So one of them who attacked this topic was called to who? The Shitla Neid Lami, which means we don't know who it was. Was it Rishon? We have no idea who it was. So the Shitla Neid Lami, that the Shitla Kubetz's quotes, runs as follows. He quotes the Rashbam's Pshat, Nana Megufa Karka, and he says, V'loi Mechuv, it's wrong. Shemkei Ika Milsa Leis V'Gemara. The Gemara never said this. I mean, according to Rashbam, yeah, it's exactly what the Gemara said, but the Rashita says the Gemara never spells this part out. Oh, Mistavro Lisa, Zok the Shita. He tzia matzels bilvad. Mipnei Shem Yaf HaNechosim. Do me the seer v'kior. This is in sync with who? Who is basically speaking here? Whose ideas expressed here? The Ramban. I mean, you sweep it up a little bit, you're digging a little bit, you make it a little bit nicer underneath. Umashalom the Gemara is in the Eved HaMiyapal Rabbi. Well, obviously, in the case of Eved, it's the Eved who's getting the Adon dressed. Nobody in a million years would ever say fakert. So you see, the Shitlan Levi is really, really perplexed. We got the wrong person being misak and the wrong person. Hachi Gomer. K'moi she'eved, the orcha de milsa shumiyapa l'rabboi v'l'rabbo loy konaba ha'yipoi, shu orcha de milsa. Just as by an eved, the normal way of yipoi milsa, tikkun milsa, is the eved being miyapa the adon, ochinabe karka, orcha de milsa, sharab yipa karka, v'lo karka lo adon. Land doesn't generally give you a good back scratch, land doesn't fix you up, you fix it up. She'enav al'chayim, what did she just say? We looked at this Gemara and we said, I don't understand. It's going in the wrong direction, the Tikkun HaKarka. Tikkun HaKarka of Matzos is the Gavra being misak in the Karka. Here you got the Karka, which is the Eved, being misak in the other. So I said, how are you talking? What do you mean, Yibraka? You have Karka means you have to be miyapa the Karka. Zok the Ramba, Zok the Shita, no. As long as yipoy akarka takes place, it doesn't really matter who's doing the yipoy, who's the miyapeh, who's the misyapeh. The only thing it has to be is up to shita, it's got to be normal. It's got to be a derech kinyonim, derech habayil, it's got to be a demonstration of bailus. As long as a yipoy, a tikkun is taking place, my nafkabina, which direction it's going. And therefore, Matzir Matzos is a perfect halach equivalent of an Eved getting an Adon dressed. If one of you guys would have said this to me, you wouldn't have heard the end of it so fast. Arisha Lezar. I feel that's not fair because we don't know who we're questioning. But it's a Heilig Arishan, so we're Mevatel and Dai Tehmet, whoever this Heilig Arishan was. But it's Mamish, Billy Port. What is the game? He's Miyapi him, I'm Miyapi him. My turn to be Miyapi you, your turn to be Miyapi me. But anyone have any idea what this means? I wish no idea. I don't know, it's Billy Port. I have no idea. Anyone read the sheet? Has any idea what he says? I don't understand. What can I do? But I understand what was bothering the Shitlan of me because he had no choice. He had mamish no choice. Because the Rashbam strategy says lo mechuver because it's mamish made up from the Gemara. There's no mokor for such an idea. To say that there's a new thing called Hanoa Mekufa Karka. I never heard of such a thing. That's plain and simple Achilles Paris, which doesn't work. And the Rambam's shot is lagamre, not even on the radar screen, because nobody holds like the Rambam. So she said, Mabish, I understand the predicament he was in. He had to come up with this wild idea, this Mechudishik idea, but I don't understand what it means. So there's another great Rishon, who we do know by name, who was also Baal of the same Kasha. He actually predated the Rambam. His name was the Rimagash. The Rimagash, we've said many times, was the Talmud Muvuk of the Rif. The Rif was the Rav in Morocco, was a Shiva in Morocco. So his name was Fez, a Fasik in the city of Fez. And he had many Talmidim until he was in his 70s. And then he had to run for his life from the Goyim in Morocco. And he hopped on a boat, crossed the Mediterranean, and ended up in Spain. So he ended up in Spain, so he's an older man already, but he still had Seishia. So a couple of younger Talmidim gathered around him, and he developed a second career. So at the age, right old age of 70 or something, he had some more illustrious Talmidim. So two of the illustrious Talmidim, we know three of his illustrious Talmidim. At least I know of. Who are them? But, no, I'm sorry, no, two, I'm sorry, only two. The Ram, the Rimagash was the Rebbe of the Ram, so I'm sorry. So it was two illustrious Talmidim. One was the Rimagash, the other was? Rebbe Levi. I think Rebbe Levi, in the later years of the Rif, I think, ended up learning about the Rif. So the Rimagash was the Rebbe of the Rambam's father. So the Rimagash was sensitive to this question as well. And the 10th of the Rambam Kaimis, the Rimagash says, Amr of Amr, Ambil, Amr of Shesha, and Vidal Adam of Snisa, Kerish, with the Tanya Bryce, Kes, Machazaka, Rechitza, Velbisha, Kloimar. You know when you see the word Kloimar, what does it mean? Right? Kloimar is going to mean, this is what it means to say, even though not by a long shot does it actually say, Kloimar means, Kelo, Kilo, and Yomer, Hulbisha, Arav, Laevid, who's getting who dressed? It's like backwards day in nurseries. Like, the Evan's getting, the Evan's sitting there. He's wearing his pajamas and he's scratching his back and he's tough footing on his little booties. And the other thing, yeah. Misha kana Evan, kana other liatzma. That's why Evan Ibri doesn't have a canine. So I stayed the healing of Rimagash. Why did Rimagash say such a thing? Because you couldn't read the Gemara otherwise. There's no other way to make any sense of the Gemara. What his Talmud was going to be Mechadish, and 80 years later, that there's a thing called the Kidnech, it was Peris, Rimagash, Olalada, such a thing. He never heard of such a thing. In his days, they never heard of such a thing. But the Rashbam, somewhere in France, and then in 100 years from now, is going to be Mechadish, there's a thing called the Nena Gufa Mikufa Karka. He never heard of that either. He says, the Rimagash said, I only heard of one thing. And one thing alone. There's only one way to be kind of karka b'chazocha. What is it? Like we've been saying from day one. What is it? Tikkun hakarka. And if there's tikkun hakarka that's taking place, then it better be taking place from the Adon to the Eved. Not like some anonymous Shitla Nedlami said, then you can flip the oil. Can't be, says the Rimagash. And therefore, the Gemara is talking about something which is preposterous, that the Adon serving the Eved. What he wants is the Rimagash. The show must go on. The Gemara has to go on. So basically, I'm just trying to. Those who know me know this is not in the slightest bit of a mash. But even the Chisak covered from the Heilig Adelia Rishonim. But Tari Lamed Litzorkech, we have to point out the difficulties in the Rishonim. We don't understand this sheet, but okay, we're allowed to start here. We're not arguing. We have to point out that we're having difficulties in the sugya. our big problem in the sugya is this bridge that we can't quite seem to figure out what the parallel between Eved and Hotziya Matzos is all about. Based on our knowledge of the three different approaches of the Gedalia Rishayim as to what Tinin Chazach B'Karka is, you have to explain something about the Avodim story. So if you go down the Rambam, the Avodim story is easy. Go down the Rashbam, the Avodim story is easy. But if you stick to your guns like the Ramban, there's no such thing except for Tikkun HaKarka, then you mamish have to figure out what is going on with this comparison to Avodim. You got to go down the Shilohim backwards, or you go down in the Rift, strange world, the Nafichu. Of Avodim getting their back scratched by the masters. Oh, it's difficult. All the Pshatim are difficult. But you have to read the Gemara somehow. So we have four different ways of reading the Gemara. Either we have the Rambam's way, we have the Rashbam's way, we have within the Ramban, the Shilin and his version, or within the Ramban's theory, in the sense of the Magasha's version as well. So this Gemara about Rav Nach, Rav Sheshis, and Rav Amram, and Rav Lan, Rav Nisim, is a loaded, action-packed Gemara. Because this Gemara really had two different parts to it. This could have been a whole sugya in and of itself. First was just the equation, how do you know to equate the dini of kinyanim from karka to avodim? That was a loaded question. 3-4 b'halchim and rishonim, how do you understand that whole picture? And then once we've already willing to repair the bridge, and we have that bridge, then how do you connect the two in the logistics of this technical, what is the batzim itself? How does it shed light on the evet? What's the story? So you have a lot of things flying around in the sugya. But basically this was a loose end. It's just a small part of the sugya. A fragment. The main thrust of the sugi is we're trying to figure out Kinyani character. Why are we trying to figure out Kinyani character? Because we have the Gemara. We're learning Chavtes. Who here read the Gemara Chavtes? Right? Didn't the Gemara say? We had one line in the Gemara. The Gemara says, Achol Peiris, right? The Gemara said something about eating Peiris, about Mishkove Peirei, putting animals in the fields. The Gemara said something happens. So we had one line in the Gemara, and it's already Wednesday. We're still trying to figure out what one line in the Gemara means. Who here read that line in the Gemara on Monday? Everyone read that line in the Gemara? Everyone realized that Gemara, when you read that line in the Gemara, you have to figure out. So you have to learn this sugya, that sugya, the other sugya. You have to make all the pieces of the puzzle work. That's what you have to learn. Yeah.
According to the Rima Gash, why does the Gemara use all these terms of kind of what an Eved would do to Rebbe? Shouldn't it use more general terms that aren't so mechubadik? Because I feel it sounds like exactly that it's what an Eved would do to Rebbe.
Yeah. It's like Purim. It's Purim. Everything's the opposite. Everything's the opposite. I don't know. The Halig of Rimagash. Rimagash. Gosh, the Rambam's Rebbe's Rebbe. I don't know what to tell you.
It's a little dachuk. Can you just say for the Shidish Shalom Lami that the Tikkun HaKarka that's happening through the Eved is by him serving you more, it's making him a better Eved? The more he becomes accustomed to.
Wow, that's like a supernatural kind of a Tikkun. Yeah. Wow. That's like you would say that, if you were growing up a PhD in psychology or something, you would say a shot like that, it's like an educational theory. But I'm not sure what the mom was talking about that. I hear what you're saying. Interesting. It's like, but it's Hashem, it's making us better people. So we're the ones we're getting the tikkun. I like that idea. Okay, Rabbi Zai. So we still got one left, one loose thread of the sugya. It's almost an afterthought that the Ramban has. After the Ramban presenting, the Tikkun HaKarka is all there is right no more. At least one possibility, Ramban. Then the Ramban throws out two lines at the end of the Ramban, the ninth in the Maimonides. Matzasi b'Rishalmi. The Ramban says, I did some searching, I found in Rishalmi. Hamaycha b'ayis l'chaver kem sh'tzavar l'soychai kanoi. Person sells a house to his friends. What does tzavor mean? Tzibur, like a pile. That's what a tzibur means, like a pile of people. Once you pile stuff into the house, kona, you are kona. By placing your items into the house, you're kona. What does that sound like, almost eerily sound like? That sounds very, very who?
Rambam.
Very Rambam. Says the Ramban, the ain't a derech amar shalonu. It's not the derech of Agamar. Why is it not derech of Agamar? What Gemara? Who Gemara? What Gemara? If I was the Rambam and the Ramban said that to me, ain't the derech amar shalonu, you know what I would say? I would say, excuse me, I'd say, Kain's the derech amar shalonu. Which Gemara shalonu?
Chavtes.
Shalonu, Agamar.
Does the Rambam have to care though whether it's derech
of Agamar? Wait, hold on. Zokta, I'm trying to defend the Ram against the attack of the Ramban. Quotes his Rishami, says, machavek, the Rishami, who gets the retortation of Rishami, it's against the Bavli. And the Ram said, what do you mean? It's against the Bavli. What is it? That's not against the Bavli. It's exactly what the Bavli said. What the Bavli said of Chavtes and Leveis is exactly what the Rishami said. Now the Ramban would turn around and say, no, it didn't, because everybody knows what did the Gemara mean in Chavtes and Leveis? What was the Ramban? Why did the Ramban think that? That's not what Chavtes means, no? Chazara, because Chavtes is talking about what? Chesed Gimushonim. Why? How did he know that? What's the Raya Brusha La Tshuva? It's all Chesed Gimushonim. What's the Prechas Gabatim? Thank you very much. Right? So the Ramban says, in the Derech Gemara Shalom, there's no Gemara in Chavtes that says that. And forget, all the Gemara that talk about Chazaka, what Gemara talk about Chazaka? Wait, give me all the Gemara talk about Chazaka. What does the Mishnah say? Noel, Godar, Paratz. And the only Gemara that maybe in a million years, Bedimya and Lila would have said that maybe you could have an idea of some kind of a Chibus Peyrus stack of it in, was Rav Amram and Rav Sheshes. And what did the Ramban himself say about that? The Ramban, come on. The only Gemara that maybe you could have kvetched is saying something about Nenim Nakarka. It's also Tigre Kaka, you're sweeping up underneath first. So the Ramban, when he said, ain't the Derech Gemara Shalom, there's no Gemara anywhere that says such a thing. But anything except for Nol, God will part Tigre Kaka. Finish, come, end of discussion. So the Ramban says, you dug up Yerushalmi, you're going to follow Yerushalmi. Usher's going to tell you to follow Yerushalmi against the Bavli. Come on.
The Rambam does that often.
Often. I don't know if he's there. Often. Sometimes. Once in a blue moon.
Sometimes at the very least. Even if the Ramban's going to tie that, it's only like it's like a Bavli. It doesn't mean it's a
shayla
on the Rambam.
I don't know. I have to make a real, real strong case because as the Rif tells us in the Anima Sechas Erevin, that we have Maserif in the Ge'enim, that we have Machlokes the Bavli Yerushalmi, we follow the Bavli. The Bavli was Basra. Was later the Rami and Bavel had access to the Rishalmi, and they passed it against things in the Rishalmi. But yeah, it's true. The Rambam every once in a while does bring Rishalmi back to life. It's true, but I don't know if I want to make that. I don't want to make a case for the Rambam based on that. So the Ramban says, "Ain't the Derech Amar Shalom." If I was the Rambam, I would say, "Kain, the Derech Amar Shalom." Okay. But then the Ramban goes further. The Chayin of Rishalm, and just in case you're interested in looking for Rishalmis that have been rejected, Lawacha says the Ramban. Came in Shabbos L'Mavteach Kona. There's another Rishalmi in the same place that says that if you want to sell a house, just hand over the keys. Hand over the keys, Tosa Kinyan. Ooh, ah. Says the Ramban. And that's definitely not given the Gemara Shalanu. Over the Don, Maskin, the Lo Kona. Chaman Demo Le'Kona Chazachai Kanihu. We spoke about this Gemara earlier this year. There's a Gemara Babakam in Dafin Days that says that when you sell karka to somebody, so what do you have to say before the kinyan is actually done? You have to tell him, go make the kinyan. So the Gemara says above a common in days that sometimes you don't have to actually say the words make the kinyan. If you do an action that's indicative of telling him that, that's good enough. Actions speak louder than words. So the Gemara says in above a common in days that once I hand you the keys, if I come up to you and I say, okay, we arranged on buying this house, I hand you the keys, I walk away, and then 10 minutes later, you make a kinyan on it. The Gemara says, that's good enough. Why? Mesiris Maftech is mamish like, ain lecho lechaz kinigol mizeh. What do you see from the Gemara Bava Kama? That Mesiris Maftech is a lechaz kinigol. It's the authorization to be kinyan, but it's not what? It ain't the kinyan itself. The Gemara is very clear. The Gemara says, it's not kinyan. You want to be kinyan, you got to do kesh shtach chazokah. It's authorization, it's lechaz kinigol. So the Ramban says, guess what? That Yerushalmi that says Mesiris Maftech works happens to also be against the Bavli. It's against the Bavli and Bava Kama Daftan Biz. So the Ramban dug up two Yerushalmis about how to buy fields, how to buy land. One was you buy land by throwing some stuff down in the land, or you buy a house by throwing some stuff into the house. And the other one is about handing over the keys. And the Ramban says, Ein Shneiim Derech Amar Shalanu. One is rejected by the whole sugyas in Kedusha, no parts of Padna, no parts, gotta say it 10 times fast, all the Tikkun HaKakri Gemaras. And then the second half of Yerushalmi at Mesiris Avtech is outright rejected by the Gemara of Kav Nachman Beis, and therefore, unless Asher is going to bring back Yerushalmi, Shaloi Kalacha, and the Gemara Shalon is up to Ramban, the game's over. At Ken Divir Ramban, the Ramban finally signs off on this sugya. So, what do we with Daik? What the Ramban just said. Ramban dug up two Rishalmis, lumped them together, and said, oh, by the way, we don't pass like either of them. Now, if Ramban's goal was simply just to, today's a rejecting Rishalmi day, So then he should have said, oh, there's a Rishalmi in Masechta Shabbos that says something about Kli Rishon Shelo Gavi Eish that we also reject. And there's a Rishalmi in Brachas that says, and there's a Rishalmi in Kedushna. I mean, you want to collect Rishalmi so we don't pass in line? Okay, it's not, the Ramban's not as bad as that. The Ramban, obviously, there's some kind of similarity between the two. But I want to ask a little bit of a further question, a little bit of a deeper question. Are these two Rishalmis l'shitasam? And is the reason why we reject them l'shitasenu? Are these two Rishalmis really linked to one another? Are they really saying the same thing? And therefore, when the Rishalmi says that Messias HaMavtech works, that's because the Rishalmi holds you can put fruit down and be koine. And the reason why the Bavli clearly rejects one is because it clearly rejects the other. There's a fundamental machlokes the Chachmei Yitzchok, Chachmei Bavel, as to what the Tzuras HaKinyan, what the Parashas Kinyan are all about. Is it just coincidental that these two Rishalmis that both are rejected by the Bavli? The Ramban doesn't explain, doesn't elaborate. But I think it should be Muvana Elov. Based on everything we've set up till now, it should be obvious. What is the underlying premise of the Yishalmi's two dinim? What is it that...
Shir Zanav is a type of chazaka.
Less, yeah, but I want to define what it does need. These are all these are both the Chilos Peiros. Putting stuff down on the ground is Zichra Chilos Peiros. How do I know that? Who told me that? Who told me that putting stuff down on the ground is the halakha group of Achilles Peiros? Who said that? 100 years before. Choftas says it. The Gemara says, what do you do? How do you buy land? How do you buy land that's not plantable? What does the Gemara say? Mishta Chilperi. So the Gemara said that what you can't do a physical Achilles Peiros, so you put fruit down, you store animals, you put your packages, put your suitcase down. So what the Yerushalmi, by saying that some of the Paris is kind of, what the Yerushalmi is basically saying is that Achilles Paris is kind of. Right? That's exactly what he said. And then by extension, how does Messias Mavtech work? So remember the sugya that we started a couple of days earlier? We said, the Mishnah says, no'al, and the Rashbam said it means building the doors, but nobody else built into that because the Margitin is almost impossible to read, according to the Rashbam. So we said, no means to lock the door. And we had such tzoris with locking a door. How does locking a door koine? Which Rishon stood there and smiling and said, I'll tell you how locking a door koine. No, who said it? Who's the easiest Rishon? The Rambam said, you know why? Locking a door is the Chilas Peiros. Why is the Chilas Peiros? When I'm using, by locking the door, I'm enabling myself to use the door, to use the space, to keep things safe. That's like putting stuff in. My nafkamina, whether I put the suitcase in or whether the suitcase is there and I lock the door, so now I'm using it. Kol zman, the door's open. I'm not using it. Someone's going to walk in and take the suitcase. So locking the door is the Gemara Shimush HaPeiros. So if that's the case, that storing fruit and locking doors are both examples of Achilles Peiros, then what the Rishalmi is saying, Pemolei, is Achilles Peiros is kind of a karka. And what the Rabban is saying, Pemolei, is no, it's not, because that's not what the Bavli says. Because the Bavli doesn't buy into Messias Mavtech, the Isa of the Kamenim days, doesn't buy into anything short of no other parts, the Isa of Masechus Kedushin, and therefore we, the Chachmei Bavel, reject that whole theory of the Yerushalmi. So these are not just two arbitrary Yerushalmis that the Rabban rejected, they're the same thing, they're both two sides of the same coin, they're both expressing the idea that Achilles Peiros is a Kinyan character, which we wholeheartedly reject. Who here realized that when you read the Yerushalmi? Move on, of course that's what the Yerushalmi meant, no? Everyone realize that? No? That's a Kamshia. Okay. Of course that's what the Rishalmi meant. Of course that's what the Ramban meant that we rejected.
Rebbe?
Yeah, sure. What's up?
Does this relate to the Sugya M'sachim
that
God is upstairs?
Yeah, hang in there. Mm-hmm. Okay? So if this is true, we have to like stop and like digest this for a minute. We just made an equation without our markers. Okay, there's markers back. We missed the altar yesterday. We'll mark it. I think I have my altar still. Okay, not now. I'll try to bring up some tomorrow. We just made an equation on the board. Then I got to stand up. It's so much easier to sit. Why did I stand all the things here? It's so much easier. But the cover of the Torah, that's why. But the cover of the Torah, because I used to stand, then I got tired. But the cover of the Torah, got to sit. Now, the answer is because when I used to walk around, stop to stand, your feet get tired. When you walk around, you know, it keeps up a little bit. So there's no room to walk around here. The old shoe room. And that's also, I could tell my wife I exercised every day. Now I just got to do this a lot. So I got to burn some calories. Otherwise, I don't get those cookies tonight. Okay. So, all right. Anyway, back to the story. So, we just made an equation on the board here. The equation was, Mesiras Mavtech is a form of Achilles Peiris, and putting stuff down is a form of Achilles Peiris. With that equation, we can now go back to the Sugya Maseches Pesachim that Asher pointed us to a moment ago. It's a Sugya that we spoke about earlier this year, as well as in great detail last year, Maseches Pesachim. Because the Gemara Maseches Pesachim and the Dalid has a Shaila about a person who is renting a house, and he's trying to figure out who exactly is going to be obligated in B'dikas Chometz. Is it going to be the owner of the house or the Seicher of the house? So comes the Gemara and says, it's really very, very simple. It depends on who has the keys when the moment of truth takes effect. The moment of truth is or la bosa baikis of chomitz lohaner. Those of them last year may remember this with fond memories, hopefully. Or la bosa baikis of chomitz lohaner. Who has the keys in the hand at that moment? The masker or the seicher? If the masker, the owner, the baal bos has it, then he's chad b'dikas chomitz, and the seicher, he's chad b'dikas chomitz. Ad kan devei Gemara. My high, what is so special and magical about who holds the keys? So Rashi on the spot has a Gavald Gechidish, and remember what Rashi says? Rashi says, this is Rashi, the Mesiris Mavtech is kind. Rashi says, because the way to acquire a house is through Mesiris Mavtech. And therefore, what the Gemara really means is, who owns the house? And therefore, according to Rashi, it's conceivable that it doesn't really matter who has the keys. What really matters, that's just a cold way of saying, was there a kinyan made? So Rashi says, black on white, the Mesiris Mavtech is kaina. So Tosfos jumps on Rashi, both in Sochim and in the Bekamla, and says, what do you mean Mesiris Mavtech is kaina? We just read a Gemara a minute ago that said Mesiris Mavtech is nothing more than what? It simply substitutes for what Rabbi say? For the Amir Slech Hazuki. It's not a Kenyan. What's Rashi talking about? It's for Kenyan. So Yadum, a first son from the Pesachim days, that the Korban Nisan, was comments on the bottom of the Ror, says, what Rashi is driving at as follows. It is not a Kenyan to acquire the Guf HaKarka. It is a Kenyan to simply acquire the rights of Schirus. Schirus is not a Kenyan on the Guf HaKarka. Schirus is the rights to use the Karka. Or if you want to be really, really technical, it's almost like an Achilles Peiris of the Karka. I don't mean payers like fruit of a tree. I mean usage, because after all, as it says in Bavakavachavtes, usage of something is the payers. So I have a right to come to the cock. I have a right to come to the house. I have a right to sleep in the house. I have a right to eat in the house. I have a right to put my svarim in the house. That usage of the house is like an achilles payers. So it says the Kabbalah Nisan, what Rashi is saying is the Gavalik Yisrael Nuchas Kinyonim, that although in order to make a schirus binding, you have to make a kinyon. See, if I rent you a car, I could call you up in the middle of the date with the car, and I say, I want the car back, unless you were kind to the car, unless you made a kinyan on the car. So you have to make a kinyan schirus on the car. How do you make a kinyan schirus? So the Gemara says, the same way you make a kinyan, the kind of gufandover, keser shtava chazok, make a kinyan on the schirus, legabe karta. So when I rent an apartment from somebody, if I don't want the landlord to throw me out, I have to make a kinyan. So comes Rashi with the Gemara, the Chidush, says the Kabbalah Nisano, that anything that works for Kinyan Aguf works for Kinyan Schirus, and there are some things that don't work for Kinyan Aguf that do work for Kinyan Schirus. So what is that? Mesiras Mavtech. So when the Gemara says in Mavakamin and Bey, Mesiras Mavtech is not Koine, it's simply a substitute for Lechaz Kukini. The Gemara was talking about being Koine, a Meichev son of Chaveri. A Meichev is the Chaveri. And Rashi said, I'm talking about Dalit, that Mesiras Mavtech is a Kinyan, that means the Kinyan Schirus, because it's not a Guf Hadover anyway. Can someone please explain to me why that's so? What kind of arbitrary distinction is that? Why is it that the standards for kinyan, for schiras, are lower than to be kinyan guf hadavar? The answer is obvious. You have to make a kinyan that relates to what you're trying to be kinyan. There has to be a yachas between the ma'aseh kinyan that you're doing and the chavts that you're trying to be kinyan. So when you're trying to be kinyan the guf hadavar, you have to make a ma'aseh kinyan that relates to what Rabbi say? To the Gufadova. So give me a kin that relates to the Gufadova. No parts for Gladar. You misak in the Gufadova. There's a kin that relates to the Gufadova. I'm going to take an apple off the tree. How is that claim to the tree? That's a claim to the land. It's claim to the apple. It's not claim to the land. When you want to be claim to the Guf HaDavar, you can make a Kenyan Peiris. Anyone wonder why the Rambam was fundamentally not accepted by all the Rishonim? The Rambam, forget about all the Rayas. Just conceptually, it's so difficult to understand. Mehecha tastes that Achilles Peiris is a Kenyan. I want to be claim to A, and I'm doing B. What I'm doing has to relate directly to what I'm trying to be kind. If you're trying to be kind of legabe gufa dova, you have to make a kin that relates to the gufa dova. Achilles Peiris says this gufa dova. But Rashi with his gevaldike breakthrough with the Kormen Sanos Bir from Sacham Nevdal is telling us the gevaldike yisoid mamish yikari pnimim. This is gold. This yisoid of the Kormen Sano. That b'medim of amurim that kinyan Peiris fall short. That's what all you're trying to do when you're trying to be kind of the gufa dova. But all you're trying to do is to be kind of the Peiris. Give me a name of an Achilles Peiris. Give me a Kenyan of Peiris. What is that? We have another word for that. It's called Schirus. That's what a Schirus is. A Schirus is a Kenyan vis-a-vis the Peiris, Shabbat. Peiris don't mean literally the apple. Peiris mean usage is Peiris. So Mesiris HaMatech falls short for Guf HaDavar, but it is perfectly acceptable for Kenyan Schirus. And therefore, Bdikas Chomets depends on was there a Kenyan Schirus or was no Kenyan Schirus. That's Pshat Rashi. This Pshat of the Kabbalah Sanel only makes sense if we're willing to call Mesiris HaMafteach a what? An Achilles Peiris. Who helped us along the way to tell us that Mesiris HaMafteach is an Achilles Peiris? This is the Ramban, this is Yerushalmi. Because Yerushalmi lumped together Mesiris HaMafteach with putting stuff into a field. Putting stuff into a house that we know is Peiris. That's our Gemara. So just as putting stuff down is a Peiris, Mesiris HaMafteach is also like a Achilles Peiris, and Achilles Peiris falls short for a real kinyan, a Guf HaDavar, but it does work like Avi Schirus. That's the big breakthrough of this Kabbalah Sano. When we looked at Kabbalah Sano last year, did everyone chap everyone realize how significant this is? How this is Mamash, this Rishalmi, this Ramban Rishalmi staring us in the face, this Rishalmi. And Rabbi say that this is right, we can go the next step as well. Who's the next step? Who's going to be the icing on the cake for this one, Rabbi Yisrael? What? Who's going to be the icing on the cake for this one? That when you want to be kind of Guf HaDavar, you better make a kinyan that relates to the Guf HaDavar. But all you want to do is to be kind of Peiris v'chayetzei boy, then the kinyan is going to be radically different.
She's your princess?
What?
She's one of me.
This is the Ketzayis' big breakthrough. Back in Rik Shugya, in the Sugya of Cheskes Tashmishin. You know what I'm talking about? You want to remember? No. Cheskes Gimel Shanim, which is the main topic in our parak, we haven't even started yet. I say, get off my field. What are you doing in my field? And you say, what do you mean? I bought it from you. You have to have two things now to support that claim. What do you have to have? First of all, you have to have a Cheses Gibel Shanim, three or for 3 years. What else do you have to have besides a Cheses Gibel Shanim? What else? You have to have a Taina. You don't need Eidus. You need Eidim that there was a Cheses Gibel Shanim, and you need a Taina. If I say, what are you doing on the field? And you say, gee, it's a great field. No one threw me off. I'm going to throw you off. I'm going to get lost right now. Call the sheriff and get you out. You have to have a Chazak Sheishim Ataina. It's the ABCs, come on! We spoke about this earlier. The Chazak Sheishim Ataina. Come a group of Rishonim and say, Bamed Devam Amurim, that you need a Chazak Sheishim Ataina. That's if you claim that you actually bought the field and the Dintar is on the field. What if the Dintar is a little bit different? I look at my backyard and I notice that you decided to extend your poles, your beams from your house into my airspace. Okay? And I come to take it to the entire, I say, get those beams out of my airspace. Take it up, I don't like beams in 50 feet. I don't want beams in my airspace. So you respond, but they've been there for some time and you haven't said anything to me. And I can bring Eidim that they've been there for some time and you haven't been Moicha. Whether you need a full 3 years or not is a technical question. We're not talking about that right now. So come a group of Rishonim and say that if you could prove that those beams have been there for X amount of time, whatever that X is, I don't know yet, you can prove those beams have been there, and I haven't said a word. You win the Din Torah. Come half to Rishayim and say, provided that you're able to do what? You can have a chazaka, but what do you need? Every chazaka needs a what? Needs a taina. Means you have to say that, yes, those beams have been there for a while, have aided him to that effect. And don't you remember 6 months ago or 6 years ago, we made a kid in Sudar and you were machdan with the rights to keep it there? Don't you remember that? That's what some Rishayim say. And other Rishayim say, the Chalitza Rishayim had a Gemara earlier on, the first back of the Basra. Half the Rishayim say that, no. But Medivah Amrum, you need a taina. That's when you're talking about the Gufa Karka. But all you're talking about is the rights of usage of airspace of the Karka. Even a Chazaka She'eni Mataina is acceptable. Who remembers that Machlagis? Okay? So half the Gain, half the Rishayim hold that way. So comes the Ketzais and says, I don't understand that Shita. What do the words mean? I say to you, get your beams out of my airspace. Who gave you a right for them to be there? So your response is, they've been there for the last 5 years. I say, I couldn't care less they've been there for 5 years. I never authorized you to put them there. And what do you say? Oh, should I just make a funny face? I didn't say anything, okay? I have no way to explain what gave me the right to. I put them there, they've been there. Get them out of here. I never told you can keep them there. And you say, but they've been there for 5 years. So he has to assure him, say, you have to keep them there. Comes the Ketzos and says, I understand. What mechanism is binding the owner of this airspace to let him, to force him, to let the other guy keep the beams there? He had to have been mocked to him in some shape or form. If the other guy's not even claiming there was a Kenyan, the guy said there was no Sudar. I asked him, where's the Shah? There was no Shah. Where's the Sudar? There was no Sudar. Where's the Kesef? There was no Kesef. The guy claims he's even Hadol Spazdin Shaykhidom. He was never coined to the airspace. So Vusfar, he has a right to keep him there. So the Ketzos says he was kind of the airspace. You know how he was kind of the airspace? Name the Kenyan. Rabbi said there was no Kesef, there was no Shtar, there was no Chalipin. Where's the Kenyan? They've been there. The beams have been there. Dos at the Kenyan. Name the Kenyan. A Kenyan Chazoka. He's using the airspace. I haven't said anything in the last 5 years. So obviously, I knew. Obviously, I agreed. Now I'm waking up. I don't want him to be there anymore because my wife told me to get this guy's nutcase out. But for 5 years, they didn't open up my mouth. So I agreed to let him use the airspace. Ich bin mein Design. I was authorized the Kenyan. The Kenyan was the usage of the airspace. So Frechtik says, Akasha, what do you mean? Where's the Kenyan? Chazoka. Using airspace is what? Is Achilles what? Teres. If you're a Rambam person, that's good. But the Achilles covered the Hilgi Rambam, most Rishayim didn't agree to him. And says the Ketzos, there are Rishayim who hold the favorish against the Rambam and still quote this din, that you don't need a tie for Chesed Tashmishim. So we ask the Ketzos, where's the mechanism? Where's the Kenyan? Says the Ketzos, it's Nur Leimar. But Medivam Amurim, that Achilles Teres is no good. Medivam Amurim, the Rambam is not right. That's when you want to be kind of the Gufa Dover. Why? Because Achilles Peiris is not per se not a Kenyan. The Chisaron Achilles Peiris is not an intrinsic Chisaron. The Chisaron is, it can't relate to what you want to be kind of. Sometimes, actions that I do are not Kenyan B'chlal. Standing on my head, doing push-ups is not a Kenyan. But Achilles Peiris is a nice Kenyan. Oh, but the Chisaron, the reason why all the Rishayim say the Rambam's not right, it's not a chisaron. It doesn't lick the chisaron in the etzel ma'is hakinyan. It's licked in the yachas to the dover nikna. Because every kinyan has to be, for kinyan to work, you have to have a ma'is hakinyan that's good, you have to have das kinyan, and you have to have a relationship between the ma'is hakinyan and the chefzah nikna. And the chisaron in Achilles Peiris, according to the other Rishayim, is not a chisaron in the ma'is hakinyan, it's a chisaron in that yachas. But you only need that yachas when you're trying to be kind of the guf adov, when you're simply trying to be kind of Peiris. So that my Achilles Peiris is good enough. And therefore, Cheskes Tashmishin, Tashmish of the Karaka, having beams protrude into airspace, is like an Achilles Peiris. There's no difference between that and putting fruit down. The only reason why all the Rishayim said the Rambam's Pshat Chavtes is not right is because the Gemara is talking about to be kind of the Guf HaDover, and that's impossible with Achilles Peiris. But to be kind of the Tashmishin, the Alma, with the Tashmish, is perfectly acceptable. says the Ktzois, what the Ktzois said in this sugya about Chesed Tashmishin is identical to what? To what who said? What the Korban Nisanel said by Mesiras HaMavteach. It's the same word. Korban Nisanel, Rashi and Pesachim trying to be koine Verkinian Tzchiros is the halacha equivalent of buying airspace, of putting beams. They're both examples where you're not trying to be koine Guf HaDavar, and therefore the Nachilas Peres V'chayayitze Bog is acceptable. Nachilas Peres doesn't just mean a guy eating an apple. Nachilas Peres in Lomdus means a lot more than that. Handing over a key is called an Achilles Peiris. Protruding beams is called an Achilles Peiris. Those are all examples of Achilles Peiris. And they all work if all you're trying to be kind is Achilles Peiris. That's the famous breakthrough of the Ktzais. And who remembers? What was the Ktzais's raya? Ktzais didn't say anything without a raya, brura, raya chazoka from a Gemara. Ktzais says, I didn't make up this idea, this lomdus, that to be kind of Achilles Peiris is good enough for an Achilles Peiris. I didn't make this up. You know where I got it from, Zuk Tiktois? Which Gemara? Who remembers?
The Shvil Shokramim.
Bavasra, Kufam and Aleph. The famous Shvil Shokramim. Remember this one? Gemara is Machlek Stin Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim about how do you coin a land all of a sudden, besides Kesher Shtar Chazocha. Rabbi Eliezer says, Hiluch, walking in the land is called a Kinyan. If I want to sell you a field, just walk up and down is good enough. How did Rabbi Eliezer know that? How do you know that? What was the source for Rabbi Eliezer? Abavir, kum is aleich ba'aretz, the ark of rachma. Right? Kum is aleich ba'aretz, ki l'chot nena. How did Rabbi Eliezer learn taich in that pasuk? Kum is aleich ba'aretz, in chayshin nishpat, in b'metziah, dos ha'kinyin, is aleich ba'aretz, ki l'chot nena. You want to know how you can be kind of Zion? You can be kind of the land through a nice halicha. And that's a din l'deira, says Rabbi Eliezer, the Hilchos Tanur Rabbi Eliezer. If I want to sell you a land in Bergenfield, it's not Eretz Yisrael, I want to sell you a land in Bergenfield, I can do it with halicha. Halicha is a ma'aseh kinyan. And nobody agreed to Rabbi Eliezer. All the other Tanurim said, that's not what the pasuk means. But does that mean, kum is halach ba'aretz, the article of Rachel Rabbi Eliezer was such a London, such a briske, is reading the pasuk. Kum is a din for halicha, it's a kinyan, ma'aseh kinyan, m'chayshem mishpat, with a ktzais, with a shach, with a nesif, it's a whole, or baruch ber, kiluchot, dinana. That's not what the pasuk means. What does the pasuk mean? Kum hitalech baretz liyakal rachba kilechat nena. I don't mean anything by changing the havara on that. I just wanted to highlight the difference. What does kum hitalech baretz mean? This kinyanim. I'm Avinu that walking around with the ktzais and a baruch ber walking up and down chevron. What does it mean kum hitalech baretz? What did Kadosh Baruch Hu tell him? Walk in Eretz Yisrael, and the schus of your walk in Eretz Yisrael, Maisa Avasim Labonim, every step you take, they're going to be Yidden, are going to come back thousands of years later, they're going to come, and they're going to come to Eretz Yisrael. So those Jews who are going to walk the streets of Beit Meir, they're following your footsteps. Abba Vini, you should just know that Chavtah Kiluchot Nenon, in the future, and years down the line, Kiluchot Nenon. It's a different way of reading this pasuk. Rabbi Eliezer read the pasuk very, very shivish, Kinyanu Cheshem Mishpat. What is it? It's not what the pasuk means. And therefore, there is no kinyan called halicha. So halicha just failed us. Comes the Gemara and says, "Umeidim chacham Rabbi Eliezer, b'shvil shokramim." The chacham say you can't buy a field with halicha. But if all you want to sell somebody is a pathway to the vineyards, I don't want to sell you the vineyard. Oh, it's my carrot. But I want to sell you some highway. I want to sell you rights to walk the thoroughfare to walk through. B'shvil shokramim, meidim chamer Rabbi Eliezer b'shvil shokramim. Why hova avid le'alicha kind of alicha? Since it's made b'kach to be walked through, that's what you do. You don't plant there. It's the between the vineyards. It's kind of alicha. Why? Sister Yitera, why does that work? Understand the Gemara. Rabbi Eliezer is consistent. Rabbi Eliezer says alicha is a ma'asekinyan. He learned shat in the pasuk lechukol like that. But the chum said the chum the pasuk means. So then, what's the mocha for alicha? Why should alicha be different than b'shvil shokramim? So comes the Ktzais and reads something into the Gemara. The Gemara doesn't say this. The Ktzais reads the Gemara and says, Ashil Shokramim, you're not really selling him the land, huh, Raya? He doesn't want to plant the land. No one's going to plant the land. What are you selling him by Ashil Shokramim? The rights to walk. How will you sell the rights to walk? How do you sell this Chus Tashmishin? By doing what? By doing Tashmishin, which is what? Which is walking. So we have a fourth, Achilles Peiris. The topic of this whole week was, what is Achilles Peiris? It's eating an apple. It's putting stuff down. It's handing over keys. It's walking on land that's only for walking thoroughfares anyway. These are all examples of Achilles Peyrus. And says success, they all work. So the Ramban was 100% right. When the Rishalmi said that these things work even to be kind of gufadover, that we disagree with the Rishalmi on. But we meet the Rishalmi halfway. These things are koine, kol zman, you don't want to be kind of gufadover. Why? Because in our heart and soul, the reason why we reject the Rambam, why most of the Rishon reject the Rambam, is not because Achilles Peyrus is a meaningless statement. Achilles Peyrus really should be a good kinyan. The reason why it falls short is not in Hilchas Maisa Kinyan Shabbai, but rather in Hilchas Yachas Shabbai, that there's something lacking in the connection between the Maisa Kinyan and the Dover HaNikna. And if we can somehow repair that gap, and change the name of the game, instead of being kind of the Gufadova, you just want to be kind of this Chusei HaTashmish, call it Tzchiras, call it Achilles Peyrus, call it Halicha, call it El Mokho, whatever you want to call it. But as long as it's not the Gufadova, then you'll be in for an interesting surprise that Achilles Peyrus v'chadoyme will be a valid Kenyan, even according to the non-Rambam people. So that's what the Korban Nisanel said, that's what the Ketzai said, and that's pretty much what the Ramban was alluding to when he lumped the two Rishalmis together, said they're both not right, ain't that that Gemara saying them. Rabbi say, there's one last Nakuda, and that's a startling Reshbam. Reshbam, start the sugi, you can end the sugi for us. Whereas Rashi Yimsachim Dabalad, Rashbam's grandfather, Zayda. Rashi himself never really said that Mesiris of Tech is a Kinyan. He just said it's a Kinyan, and the Kumasadal told it down that it's given Mesiris. It's true, it could be the Sar Valif. But we don't have any place in record Rashi saying that's an Amish Kinyan. But we do have a record of his grandson saying it. Rashbam says it. Later on, Mesachan Chesdavat, Rashbam says, just as by Zayda said that it's a Kinyan for Psachim Dabdalid, for who had been Liknois by? The Rashbam should prefer it's Kinyan. Tzchiris, who had been Liknois by? Mesiris HaMafteach is a Kinyan. That's what Rashbam said. Mesiris HaMafteach is a Kinyan. That's what he said. I can't even fathom it. This is the last Rishon under the sun to say such a thing. So the fact that he's against the Gemara Bava Kama and Bei, that's the Halbitzer. That means a half a problem. The Nachmanim try really, really hard to show why the Gemara Bava Kama maybe could be read slightly different. It's hard to understand what different Nachmanim have a different twist on the Gemara. So we're going to leave that out for now. But conceptually, why is this so problematic?
Well, you can just say for the Rashbam, Lashon of Kinyan, as you said before, is just Lashon Raya.
No. The Rashbam said it. No, he meant it's a Maisa Kinyan. He says it, Befeirish. It's a Maisa Kinyan. He quotes his grandfather. He quotes Pesachim Davdala. He quotes Rashi's Pshat. And he says, just as it's a Kinyan, Likanois by Tzchiras, it's a Kinyan, Likanois Kufadov. Finish Rashbam. $1, whatever it is. So on Nun Gimlam and Aleph, those who want to take a look. The Afagav, it's about 8 lines or so from the super duper wide lines. The Afagav, the Abishim is Bath, the Midrub Sakh, Shabbosal Tech, Kami Chesis Shaycha, Vodin Legabal Knoisai. Rashbam says the fish, we see how that works. How are you talking? How can the Rashbam say such a thing? Rashbam was the biggest what? Rashbam was the biggest, he was the, sure, the Ramban, Rashbam was number 2 on the list, was the biggest anti-Achilles Peyrus. He's the one who said what? Al Chavtas that Kana doesn't mean Kana. He's the one in Zion who says Kana doesn't mean Kana. He's the one who had trouble with Metzir Metzals and came up with this new razzle dazzle, the Gunena Gufa Migufa Karak or something. But that Mesiris HaMafteach should be koina. How is this anything more than just a tashvish bi'alma? By Schiras, coming to Sinai the day by Schiras. So you said, I got that. But Likanos, how did Rashbam have the ability to make such a statement? When did Likanos go for Dover? Then Rashbam just adds on, and the afterthought he says, by the way, Mesiris HaMafteach works, but not by Nechzi Hager. No. Not by Nechzi Hager. You know why? What does it work by Mesirut by Nefesh Hagar? No one to give you the keys. So therefore, there's no one to give you the keys. Therefore, it doesn't work. Then so pick up the keys yourself. The gear died. The keys are on the floor. Pick up the keys. You lost the keys. It's a joke. There's no one to hand it to you. So it doesn't work. What does that mean? That's like Shteit Rashbam. The Rashbam says, Mesirut Samtech is a great kinyan. Psachim Tav Dalam Meizel Yuzayit the set. So everything's gevaldik except for Nechsi Agir. Why? Because there's no one to hand it to me. Was it a joke? There's no one to hand it.
Is Rashbam speaking specifically by Skiras here?
Like no. He said it. We want the Likmais. He says black on white. Likmais Gufadov. He says black on white. So Rabbi Sai, Lufini's diet, what Rashbam is saying is as follows. Mesirut Samtech is not a chazoka by a long shot. It can't be a chazoka. Chazoka is either tikkun hakarka or nana gufa gufa karka. There's nothing more, nothing. There is nothing else. You know what Mesirut Samtech is? Not a chazoka. It's a kinyan mesira. The Gemara says that if I want to buy an animal from you, one of the ways potentially buying an animal is doing hagba, mashicha. What's another way, potentially? I hand over the reins to you. Handing you over control of something is a kinyan. Mesira is a kinyan. Now, by karga, that's really hard to do. Because how am I going to pick up my house and give it to you? So the answer is, the same way, I don't have to hand you the animal even. I have to hand you the reins of the animal. That's called Mesiras Hadova. Handing over the keys is the halach equivalent of Mesiras reins for an animal. It's a kid in Mesira. That's what's really happening here. So now we understand the Lashon HaRashbam. So why does that fall short by Nechsi Hager? Because the Gemara says that Lashon HaRashbam is quoting the Gemara. The Gemara says you can't be a Mesira by Nechsi Hager. Let's say there's an animal of the Ger. The Yeshivas and the Yoshua is an animal. I'm going to run over and pick up the reins. That's nothing. You know why? It's not holding onto the reins that's the kinyan. What is it? Why is it called Mesira? It's the Mesiras reins that's the kinyan. So by a Nechsi Hager, there's no one to be Meiser. So the Rashbam said, if you would hold that Mesiras Mavteches is a kinyan Chazoka, then it should really work by a Ger also. Like the Gemara, like the Rishonim who say that locking the door works by Nechsi Hager. So the answer is, this is not locking the door, it's a different thing with Gamrei. Remember, the Rashbam said, locking the door is nothing. What does Na'ol mean according to the Rashbam? Building a door. Locking a door is nothing. It's not a kid in Chazoka. It's not going to work by Nechsi Hager. Handing the keys is not Chazoka Bechlau. It's a different kid. It's kid in Mesira. And that's not why it falls short by Nechsi Hager. So the Rashbam's unique sheet enough in Gimel that nobody else subscribes to. That Mesiras of Texas is kind of like Gufadover, not even once that passed the Zayda, according to Kamin Salam. That's not because Rashbam is having second thoughts about his theory about Chazaka. It's just that Rashbam is willing to entertain the possibility of another kinyan on the horizon we never spoke about yet, and that's kinyan Mesira. So this Rashbam does not throw a monkey wrench at anything we've set up till now. It's talking a different language, different parish of the government.
But there's only animals that are acquired by Mesira. How could we jump into the parish and
say, Chazaka? Yeah, there's a big Bechidish, right? That's why none of the Rishonim say, wow, I never heard of such a thing. That's what the Rashbam sounds like he's saying. That's a global question about do the kinyanim from Karak Metalim, why do they not spill over to one another? That's really beyond their scope. Anyway, so I guess what I said in the was right, that we did try to tie up the loose ends, that it did take a little bit longer than I expected, so we did not yet start the new sugya. Hopefully, see them tomorrow. We will really, truly hope them go well. So, guys, get ahead of the new sugya, because the new sugya is a hard sugya. Okay? This was an easy sugya, the hard, next sugya is a hard sugya. Okay. So I davened already earlier, so guys can daven now if they want. I enjoyed it. Fun. Yeah. Fun with